We all are in data overload. We are constantly filling the proverbial bucket with more data, while our friends at Asset Analytics are emptying that bucket. I get a chance to sit down with Ed Stanek as he walks us through how Asset Analytics is bringing in all of this data to tell a story through the lens of which we need to see our information. We also get a sneak peek at the new product in partnership with ReliabilityWeb.com called RAM GPS, the first high-level assessment of where you are in your implementation of the Uptime Elements journey. I am Blair Fraser, co-founder of Cortic.ai, and today's guest host of Reliability Radio, a ReliabilityWeb.com media brand. And this is my interview with Ed Stanek from Asset Analytics. All right, Ed, welcome to Reliability Radio.
Hey, thank you.
Good. So I'm sitting here with Ed Stanek.
Stanek, yep.
Stanek of Asset Analytics. You guys are a platinum sponsor here at the International Maintenance Conference 2019. Ed, just give us a quick overview of what Asset Analytics does.
Yeah, thank you. So first of all, it's great to be a sponsor and be part of this event. Terrence and the team have done a fantastic job of putting together.
They typically do, yeah.
Yeah, they really are the P.T. Barnum of
That's right, yeah. I was just talking to Sean Flack, who's the editor putting the show together, and they're saying he's living on Oreos.
Yeah, right. It's fantastic. But everybody's, and it's a very productive show as well. It's not just entertaining. It's a lot of great stuff here. So Asset Analytics, I'm the director of EAM Solutions for Asset Analytics, and our organization is primarily designed on helping companies pull information, reporting, and analytics from all of the sources of different data points around the building. All the vendors, majority of the vendors that are downstairs are filling the bucket with more data.
Correct.
We're emptying it.
Interesting. Yeah, I love that expression. Yeah.
So we're trying to give the users compiling and bringing everything together to tell a story through the lens that they need to see their information.
Now that's excellent because when I look at this and in the statistics I read is generally speaking around 97% of data we generate is not being used.
Yeah. Right?
That's that bucket you talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. And people wonder why they're filling out work orders and you're asking for this information and that information. We don't do anything with it. So it goes either in a file cabinet or it sits in a backed up database someplace. So we're not using the information to drive business decisions. And really the analytics and reporting isn't about analyzing equipment behavior. It's about monitoring your process and program management. So we're working at the people side and trying to get the programs really well organized.
Excellent. So walk me through if someone was to walk by or walk into your booth, what would they see? What kind of products and services would they see?
Well, they would see four guys that would assault them. No, I'm kidding.
Of course, yeah.
No, what you would see is examples of how companies are using converting data into information and making decisions. Our tagline is we're the shortest distance from data to improvement. So even if we provided a fantastic, sexy front end of a great report, all it's telling you is you're out of shape, right? So if you don't have a fitness program to go along with that scale, all you're going to do is validate your current condition. What we're looking to do is to provide that information to find out where gaps are and to know what levers to pull. You know, one of the other products that you'll see in the booth, we're absolutely enthusiastic about this, is that we partnered with ReliabilityWeb.com to develop the first high-level assessment of where are you in your uptime elements journey. So it's called RAM GPS, and RAM GPS will walk you through a series of questions that were developed by the VSIG community. And it will tell you where you are, like going into the shopping mall and says, you are here.
Right.
It's letting you know where are you in your maturity at every single element and every domain. So that's really, and then you can compare where are you against your other sites, and you can also see where you are in your journey against the world. So it's a really nice nice tool to sort of level set the organization. And if I may, we did a workshop on this on Tuesday. It was great. We had about 40 people. Room was packed. And we went through a three-hour workshop on, in part, all around this tool, right? And what was cool is I put up a slide on the wall, and it was a Rorschach test. It's an inkblot test for psychology, you know, like where you just show a blob.
Oh, yeah,
and
yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So I asked everybody in the room, I said, what do you guys see up here? I said, we're going to do a little psychology, right? So they said, well, I don't know, I see this and I see that. And we had about 10 different versions. And the funny thing is we're looking at the same image.
The same image.
Yeah, yeah. So then I flipped a slide and I showed a company's score in the RAM GPS tool, where they were in their journey and all these different elements. And I said, what do you guys see in that? And I had 10 different answers of what they would work on. So this is really important. It's not just knowing that you're doing well or poor in a particular area. It's more importantly how you interpret those scores. So we did something very unique. We did what we call a power ranking exercise, where we said, what's important to your site? And then we balanced those uptime elements against what's important to your site. And to the top of the top of the top came the top six things I should be focusing on.
Wow, that is fantastic. Yeah. What a good analogy.
Yeah, I mean, it really, we're in information overload. Nobody in this listening to this recording or anybody that we've had an opportunity to meet here has or are looking for more things to do.
That's right. Yep.
So knowing that our resources are limited, maybe our budgets are small, we have to pick our fights. And what we're trying to do here is we're trying to help people quickly determine what fights to pick. And what do I want to tackle? How aggressive do I want to be? And instead of going up to the uptime element chart and throwing a dart and hoping you hit the right one, or better or worse yet, I've got element champions and everybody's trying to be the best square in the periodic table.
Right, exactly.
It isn't about that. It's about the balance.
Exactly. And I had the pleasure of sitting down with the majority of uptime award winners, and it's interesting hearing their journey, because everyone is first of all, they're calling it a journey just like you are, right? What the uptime elements is, and to us in the reliability community, is it's not a recipe. So two parts yellow, one part green, right? It really depends on your site, your priorities, what's critical to you, right?
That's exactly right.
And you're mapping to that.
Yeah, the framework is agnostic, right? It doesn't matter what patch you wear on your shirt.
Right.
Or where you apply the principles and best practices. What it does do is it organizes a thought pattern. It organizes a complex story into something that I can visually depict. At least this is how I describe it to the people I work with who subscribe to these elements. And it's also a great communication tool to people outside of my department who don't understand this particular, you know. So what I need to do is, instead of building more silos in my organization, I want to use the uptime element framework to branch out and pull the right players in to solve the problems that I have. The problems are coming from my reporting and analytics. So really, the performance indicators is one yellow square on that map, right? And I believe that it's a transparent layer that goes over the entire framework. And you need to know who to pull in. You need to know what you're working on. And you want to be very particular and precise and strategic about what you're asking people to invest their time in.
So one of the another one of the valuable messages I've learned from these award winners is it's a journey, right? And where we're at today is going to be different from where we were at yesterday, but where we're at tomorrow and the next day, the next year. How do you take into account the change and the maturity, hopefully the maturity of someone's, this isn't a one time, you mapped yourself to, in a mall, you are here,
yep,
and that's where you stay, right? Ideally, you're finding that place you want to go to. So this seems to me like it needs to be a living process in order to...
That's right, yep. So a couple things. One, the RAM GPS tool allows you to reevaluate yourself and take measurements. You know, I go back home to visit my family periodic. I live in Denver, Colorado, but I grew up in northern Illinois, and I go back to that same house I grew up in. You open that door to the basement, and there's a bunch of scratches on that door jamb for myself and my brothers and sister and of the growth.
Right.
And you need to be able to put that first line on the wall. And that's what the first assessment does in RAM GPS. But you're able to come back and reevaluate yourself periodically to see how am I maturing, right? And then my performance indicator should be growing in proportion to the work I'm putting in there. So I should see, as a result of my work, I should see this growth moving forward. And if I may share something with you, the GPS portion of the title of RAM GPS is really that. It's simply a navigation tool. A GPS program on your phone, there's three components to that map. The first is your current location, right? Where am I today? And that's what the first assessment does, is it establishes that starting point. The other part, what you do in your phone and your Google Maps or whatever you're using, is you type in where you want to head to. And then there's the software is running calculations on the best route, the most efficient route to get you to point A to point B. That's exactly what we do. So we're trying to make sure that the people have a very clear plan I don't know if you ever watched this movie Oak Island.
Yes, yeah. I think everybody has. Yeah.
My wife hates that I watched that, and she's like, they keep digging
Are they
going to
find this thing?
Or, yeah. I said, man, they're going to find something to come up with a nail or something stupid. Right, yeah. But the point of it is that they have very limited data to work from, so they dig everywhere.
Right.
What we're saying to you is that treasure is hidden inside your EAM program. We're going to find out where to dig.
Right.
And we're going to create that roadmap. And then while the RAM GPS tool goes an inch deep and a mile wide across the program, once you know where you're going to dig, you dig deep.
Deeper.
You ask more qualitative, quantitative questions. You validate it with your performance indicators. You find out all the behaviors. You know, one of the... you can tell I'm passionate about this.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely, a little bit. Yeah,
absolutely love.
Fantastic.
And it's not just because I'm nuts, but that's the jury.
Part of it.
The
sure.
jury's out on that. But because I know these things work, right? And you know that you can help solve a problem. For the first time, we've actually created a causal relationship map, which takes all of your KPIs and measurements, links them all together in relationships, and then puts in all of the behavioral causes of why those things would be out of whack. So it's not that your measurement is out of whack, but it uncovers a storyline, and it tells you at different levels of your organization what lever I should be pulling.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, and I think that's truly emptying the bucket that you talked about of data.
Yeah.
That is truly, I love that analogy. My takeaway is, you know, there's a lot of people racing to fill that bucket, and you're trying to empty it, right?
More and more data,
And specifically about the RAM GPS, I love the analogy, where you are today, where do you want to go to? And what's the best route to get
and
there?
And what's the path? Absolutely.
Fantastic. Where can the listeners find more about asset analytics?
Yeah, you can definitely go to assetanalyticswithanx.com, and you can definitely stop over at booth 114.
Perfect.
Yesterday I told the guy wrong booth number. And
they'll find it.
Oh, yeah.
They'll find it. That is an analytic problem, though, I think it is, right?
Yeah, it started with the data.
That's right.
So, yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. It is a pleasure.
Awesome.
This podcast is copyrighted by Reliability Web, Inc., all rights reserved. ReliabilityWeb.com and Reliability Radio are trademarks of Reliability Web, Inc.